Peanut planting started late in the southeast this year due to cold, wet conditions, but growers have made plenty of headway in the last couple of weeks. Thrips are around, but no big infestations are reported at this time. Normal, they said. Our contact said they are because of the cold weather that has stalled insect development, something growers in the southeast saw in 2013. But thrips may show up late, and farmers are urged to keep an eye on peanuts for thrips. They also carry the virus for tomato spotted wilt virus, and we're trying to make sure we slow that down. Crop insurance deadline is this week. The final planting date is the last date a peanut producer can plant, and the acreage is eligible for full crop insurance coverage. That date in Georgia, Florida, and most of Georgia, Florida, and Alabama is June the 5th. The farmer is not required to plant after that date, but may do so at a reduced coverage of 1% per day through the late planting period. Now, you can plant late peanuts all the way up to June 15th. That means another 15 days are listed in listed counties, and all other counties have 10 days until June the 15th. Farmers can still plant peanuts after June the 15th, but the guarantee drops to 50% for peanuts and for cotton. If the farmer is unable to plant by the final planting date, the farmer may file for a prevented planting and must do so within 72 hours after that final planting date. On reporting, a peanut producer must report acreage by the state deadline, which is July 15th, and provide a copy of the Scheller contract to his crop insurance agent. This year's established price for insured peanuts is $532 per ton. Contracts may be insured up to 120% of value with a max of $638 per ton. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.